Hello, brothers and sisters in WI. I want to share something with you today that I believe is on the Lord's heart, at least for me, and that is urgency and peace. About urgency, do you know somebody that, as far as you know, they've lost their soul? You know, Jesus said, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" And so that's why I felt that I should share about urgency, the urgency of reaching lost people. And when we think about being eternally lost versus eternally saved, then we realize that the urgency of sharing the gospel is great, even if those people don't recognize that urgency. And a number of scriptures do speak about urgency. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, "Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." And Romans 9:28, "The Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth fully and without delay." And 1 Corinthians 7:29, "Brothers, the appointed time has grown very short." And then finally, 2 Corinthians 5:14, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died." An appropriate sense of urgency does affect our decisions. And recently, in the IO, we increased our intentionality in proclamation by starting a proclamation learning circle. We have a group of men and a group of women. And through that, we want to reach the people around us, especially those that the Lord is leading us to. And even as we go out to share the gospel of Jesus, the Savior of all people, we need to hold faithfully to a gift that he has given us, and that is his peace. And in Colossians 3:15, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful." And Ephesians 6:15 says about the gospel itself, "Go with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." And Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." So I can see and feel and experience that it's very important as we go, even with the urgency of the task, to hold on to the peace of God that he's given us and allow it to rule in our hearts. It's in his instruction to us. So in our learning circle, to encourage our own proclamation, we prayed for the Lord to show us who is on his heart, who he wants us to focus on. And each of us received somebody that we felt the Lord was showing us. And then we began to pray for that person, for the person to be ready, their hearts to be opened, and also for the Lord to give us opportunity. And so through all of this, our sense of urgency increased appropriately, but also our sense of peace and dependency on God. So my question is, what will increase your appropriate sense of urgency in your life? And what will help the peace of Christ to rule in your heart, in your own situation, in your own life? So I'll just leave you with those questions. God bless you, and talk to you soon.